And now on Money News, the Market Wrap. Trade with CMC Markets, the trusted trading platform for over 30 years. Trade your way at cmcmarkets.com. All trading involves risks.
Yeah, the ASX 200 closed at 68.52. It was led by big gains in energy and materials sectors in reaction to the news of the European gas crisis. Staples and utilities also finished the day up. Coronado finished up 7.5%, Whitehaven up 6.5%, Paladin up 6.4%, New Hope up 5.7%, Beach up 5.2%, Woodside up 4.3%. NAB finished down 0.7%, while Goodman was down 1.9%. Aussie dollar buying 67.75 US cents. For all the news of today's market, I'm joined by Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor at Shaw and Partners. How are you tonight, Adam?
Absolutely fantastic. And what a great day on the market, hey?
Yeah, what about that? The ASX up slightly today, mainly on the back of the heavy lifting done by energy and mining. Fair assessment?
Look, absolutely. As you said, the banks were off a little bit as well, but it really was the energy sector that really gave it a push today. Some of those coal stocks briefly touching its 11-year highs. So that's been an absolute cracker. And then obviously as the energy side of things continues on with Beach Energy and Woodside, like you mentioned. But yeah, Europe obviously in a little bit of a problem there with Russia holding gas supply. And that gave concerns to inflation and then lower economic growth, which led the European markets lower. But the US market closed tonight, so we really don't have a direction for tomorrow.
Yeah. With that energy crisis worsening, well, it's seemingly all around the planet, can we expect our net energy exporters to continue to reap the rewards, particularly over the northern winter?
Absolutely. Most of the energy providers, you know, we talk to clients about having a good exposure to the energy side in their portfolio. And certainly, you know, Woodside reported very, very well and a fantastic dividend to come as well. So, it made sense to look at portfolios and continue with that energy bent.
Now, strike action from baggage handlers is set to throw our airports back into chaos, I think, next week. The travel sector felt that today. Share prices of Qantas, Flight Centre and Webjet all down today, mate.
They were. Flight Centre actually reported an okay result, and we saw Webjet also, you know, jump from sort of $5 to $5.50, coming back another 25 cents today. But they actually reported quite well also. So, yeah, it looks like it has affected the travel stocks. But I think, you know, it's been that sort of reopening story is definitely in full play now, albeit now the infrastructure can't handle being, you know, the baggage handlers and things like that. But I do think that that space has done well and will continue to do well, minus some of these interruptions. I think higher oil prices are more of a worry for the travel industry overall.
Yeah, of course. And after a couple of years of emergency low rate levels, we're almost used to hearing about a Reserve Bank rate rise at the start of every month, another expected tomorrow. We don't know exactly how much yet. Tell me how this will affect things on the market tomorrow.
Obviously, the market will be very quiet in the morning, and then basically a lot of that trading gets done after 2:30 once we know the direction of where the market's going to go. So it'll be quiet in the morning. I think most of all, the market will be looking for something around that 50 basis points. Anything higher, I think the market might get a little bit spooked that we're sort of needing to put a foot on the accelerator a little bit too much. But I think so, yeah, 50 basis points should be what the market's looking for. And only time will tell. At 2:30, don't call me.
Damn it. I had that on a list of things to do tomorrow.
Exactly.
Thanks. Thanks, Adam, very much, mate. Always good to chat.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Adam Dawes, Senior Investment Advisor, Shaw and Partners.